Put up simple P like the certain queue. Today's date is 03/28/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Michael Kayes. K spells K-A-Y-S. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 04/03/1978. This is a 43-year-old gentleman here to have lab work done and to talk about a positive drug screen, period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that on his job he had a random drug test and he came positive for amphetamines. He stated that he received a call today about the results and the possibility that he would be fired and would be unable to perform any duties in his capacity as a railroad train operator, period. Patient indicated to me that he has never taken amphetamines in his life and has never done this type of drugs in his life and is concerned that something else could produce this results, period. I asked patients about medication he's using, including all over-the-counter cough and cold medication. He said, yes, he's using a Sudafed. I then conducted a research using UpToDate. UpToDate, the subject is testing for drugs of abuse, DOA, UpToDate. This reference can be found on https://www.updatedate.com/contents/testing-for-drugs-of-abuse/print?source=history_widget. This research document revealed the following. False positive results. Subject. Many DOA assay, particularly immunoassay, can yield false positive results if specific cross-reacting medication or drugs are present in the sample. For the basic 5 DOA cross-sectant substances, include the following. Open parentheses, more specifically for amphetamines, close parentheses. A false positive for amphetamines result could be as a result of using Sudafed, ephedrine, phenylephrine, spells P-H-E-N-Y-L-E-P-H-R-I-N-E, and other commonly used medication, example, propranolol, atenolol, bupropion, levodopa, and carbidopa. Next paragraph, Mr. Keys brought in a box of Sudafed, which he has been using from the beginning of March 2022, and based on the pill content and count, it appears consistent with his history and the use of this medication. I prepared a letter along with a copy of this documentation for the research and gave it to Mr. Keys to discuss with his employer. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.